Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Well, they're still trying, Lee.
Yeah.
Trying to erase history. Orwell's quote, the party's greatest command was to ignore the evidence right before your eyes. Orwell was a genius. He knew them well because he was a socialist. He knew exactly how they operated. That's what they're doing right now. Ignore the evidence before your eyes. They're trying to erase the ideology, the left-wing ideology of Charlie Kirk's shooter. They're trying really hard. And so the latest to draw the short straw, Lee, and have to go out there is Jonathan Karl. Goes out there to announce as fact, and you're going to hear your liberal friends repeat this like the sheep that they are, because they're very sheepish. Jonathan Karl goes out there and proclaims the new truth that you must ignore the evidence before your eyes and believe that Charlie Kirk's murder was not political.
The murder of Charlie Kirk was not a political act. It was a gruesome crime.
What?
Yeah, not as political here, as absolutely nothing. So Jonathan Karl, like a good ABC News mainstream liberal journalist, immediately begins lying after the internet lights him rhetorically on fire for saying that because it's such a lie. And he says he was taken out of context because this short clip ran across the internet.
The murder of Charlie Kirk was not a political act. It was a gruesome crime.
Says he was taken out of context. So listen, let's listen to the context. We're going to back it up a little, see if that's true. And this starts with him obviously condemning those who were celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
It has also been senselessly celebrated by some, a small minority who didn't like what Kirk stood for and thought it was somehow therefore justified. Celebrating or excusing violence is abhorrent. The murder of Charlie Kirk was not a political act. It was a gruesome crime. His alleged killer now faces the death penalty.
So he wasn't taken out of context, Lee. We just played him in context.
Yeah.
It's completely unedited. He meant it. He just didn't like the immediate backlash that he got because of that lie. Mm-hmm. So they've now dispatched this person, Juliette Kayum. She's a professor at the Kennedy School. She's a CNN senior national security analyst. She writes for The Atlantic. So a liberal in good standing. She was in the Obama Department of Homeland Security. And, of course, she's the Kennedy School is at Harvard, right? So she is the new authority on this. And she has decreed this. I have read a lot about Charlie Kirk's killer's family, his history and writings. A partisan can find what they are looking for. But to date, from what we know, there is no dominant political ideology. Instead, it's a stew of irony, violence, gaming fetish, and discord. No political...
Nothing to see here, move along.
...ideology.
Yeah.
Right. So I actually saw that for the first time in my, you know, in our on our text line yesterday. Somebody was, there's a liberal texting it to me saying, say you're wrong. It's no political ideology. Because a liberal Atlantic writer in good standing has decreed it to be so?
Well, I guess they maybe they should, that writer should get the Jimmy Kimmel treatment, be suspended for a few days and then return because they're making a false statement. That's the same thing Kimmel did.
No, you forgot a step. And then return after the liberal gunman shoots into the newsroom.
There is that, yes.
Right, yes. And then gets what he wants, like a child who throws a tantrum. If you've ever learned, you learn this quickly as a parent. If you reward a child who throws a tantrum with giving them what they want, Katie, bar the door. Your life is about to be a nightmare. And that's what just happened. That's what I opened the show with today. We are at a new low in America. We have never seen this before. Liberal triggermen who shoot into newsrooms can now get what they want, Lee. We are learning overnight. This is a disaster, what Sinclair has done. They admit to the New York Post that after the liberal gunman opened fire into the ABC News 10 newsroom in Sacramento, the newsroom, Lee, not even the lobby, the newsroom. Sinclair, they basically had a meeting and decided last minute not to air the Charlie Kirk tribute. It aired on YouTube, but they aired Family Feud instead. He won. Total says, so we now have censorship at the point of a gun in America by the left. We've never had that before. This is new. And then when you watch what happened after, it's particularly galling because this was in the post-American, post-constitutional territory of California. The judge let him out within less than 24 hours, even though he had a kill list in his car that included Dan Bongino, Kash Patel, head of the FBI, and Donald Trump. That's cool. That's good. Out the door in less than 24 hours. And I am convinced that is why Keith Olbermann, who also lives in California, felt comfortable threatening Scott Jennings online with your next mother blanker, but keep mugging for the camera. Olbermann saw that and went, well, I'm not actually shooting. I'm just threatening him. They'll probably let me out in 12 hours. So that's where we are this morning. But we can all console ourselves with, hey, they may be trying to kill us, but this is really not a good look. Americans aren't into assassination. They're really not into it. As we can see from, you know, what went on with the Charlie Kirk memorial service. Yeah. And by the way, bigger than the media reported, and this was so smart of them, they geofenced the area outside of the stadium. So you can tell exactly how many devices are there. It's a great way to count people. We do this all the time. Our advertising staff does. They'll go pull the foot traffic into, you know, people we want to sell advertising to. And we'll say, hey, this is the foot traffic your competitor is getting. This is the foot traffic you're getting. We can help you here. And they're often like just blown away by it. I was blown away by the first time I saw a salesperson do it. And, you know, hey, your competition has 3,000 people through the door. You have 2,400. We can get you the extra 600 by targeting the people who went through your competitor's door. I mean, it's amazing what they can do with technology now, right? Yeah. You can just buy this information.
Right.
So Turning Point USA bought the information because they wanted to get a real accurate count of how many people were there. And this is the count of how many people had devices right in the area around the stadium. So not in the surrounding neighborhoods, but just the stadium. Take a listen to this. This is Turning Point's Andrew Colvett.
Our partners that do sort of geotagging with devices, they told us that they tracked over 277,000 devices in the vicinity of State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Wow. 277,000. So that just gives you an idea of the scale of humanity out there. But
so this is truly good versus evil. Love, Christian fellowship versus murder, attempted murder on the left. That's where we are. Notice something, Lee. This guy who shot into the Sacramento newsroom was a doctrinaire liberal. Mm-hmm. Called Trump a fascist like a good liberal, repeating the Democrat Party leadership's talking points, called him a dictator, demanded he be taken down, and then showed up to shoot up an ABC newsroom with a kill list, including Trump's name, in his car. Not one condemnation from a Democrat Party leader.
Well, I'm sure that's not considered a political action there, Tara.
Right. We can't know what his politics are. Right. We can't know that. It's all very, very confusing, conveniently, right?
Sure.
Sure. But going back to John Carl, okay, who ABC News now saying, this was not political. This is just like, it was just a crime. And, you know, and this Harvard professor, no, we cannot know what his ideology was. Okay. Let's stop for a minute. Which party has pro-trans ideology? Do we know?
Yeah, that would definitely be the Democrat Party.
Right, because it's definitely not the Republican Party.
Maybe the Green Party, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe them too.
I don't know.
The left. It's the left. Yes. Left-wing ideology. And that's what she's saying. She's not even saying not Democrat Party. She's saying not left-wing ideology. Okay, what point in Charlie Kirk's speech presentation does this shooter wait to shoot the gun?
Where there was a comment about trans people in this country.
Mm. What does the shooter's own family say his ideology is?
Well, they say he was radicalized by the left.
Yes, that's his family.
Yes.
Says that.
Who have all been very cooperative. In fact, right. His transitioning partner was also very cooperative, too.
His transitioning partner, by the way, also a doctrinaire pro-Biden supporter, just so we're clear. Here's Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey, fascist!" exclamation point, "Catch!" exclamation point.
Okay. And what kind of ideology did he have again, Governor Cox?
We can confirm that again, according to family and people that we're interviewing, he does come from a conservative family, but his ideology was very different than his family. And so that's part of it. And there clearly was a leftist ideology with this assassin. And so I totally understand that anger.
Well, we'll never know, Lee. It's,
yeah, it's not knowable.
Knowable. Meanwhile, never forget this. Remember the Buffalo shooting where we had that liberal shooter go through and shoot people who looked Hispanic? And we were told that was a right-wing MAGA shooter.
Yeah.
And then his manifesto came out, but the media didn't quote it. And I went, and it was very hard to find it online. I finally did. You know who he says he's following? Mao. He says he's a
great
Maoist.
Right.
And that the reason he shot Hispanics was because he wanted to start a race war in America, believing that guns could then be confiscated from conservatives who he wanted to defeat. That because he shot Hispanics, they said he was a right-wing shooter. So we can impute all kinds of motives, even if they're fake, if the the shooter is supposedly, just to make it up. But when the family... When all the evidence is there, we have to ignore the evidence before our eyes, the party's greatest command, as Orwell said. Because this is truly Orwellian, watching this. So that's the one side, Lee. We didn't do it. Not us. Didn't do nothing. The other side is them fanning the flames to get the next shooting. Here's Kamala Harris yesterday on Rachel Maddow.
A tyrant. We used to compare the strength of our democracy to communist dictators. That's what we're dealing with right now in Donald Trump. And these titans of industry are not speaking up.
So fan the flames, tyrant. Say that after a man was just caught shooting up a newsroom with a kill list, including Donald Trump in his car. They know exactly what they're doing. They do. And they're good at it. Let them keep it up. Because you know what? 100 million people streamed that Charlie Kirk funeral. 20 million watched it on cable, and that doesn't even count the people who will watch the clips. Just keep it up, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Students honoring Charlie Kirk at Turning Point USA's first event since Charlie Kirk's assassination. Michael Knowles was the host of the event and honored Kirk with an empty chair on stage.
This event was originally supposed to be a conversation between me and Charlie. Now it will be a conversation about Charlie. He wanted to be remembered for his faith. He wanted to help as many souls to heaven as he could. If you want to honor Charlie, go to church, read the Bible, pray, and do it right now.
Charlie Kirk's final quote, an hour before the event in Utah. He was doing an interview with a podcaster. The last 2 minutes of the podcast before he'd go out and never come back again. The podcaster asked Charlie Kirk, give us a quote. Give us your philosophy on life. And wow. It's as if Charlie Kirk's still trying to heal the country after his murder with his final quote in his last interview, again, just hours before he went to that booth and on the Utah campus and never came back.
Last question. What is a quote that you live by?
I'll give you two. One is actually not in the Bible. It's more mythological. And one is actually in the Bible. The first is not in the Bible. It's this too shall pass, which was actually, people think it's in the Bible. It's not. But it's King Solomon's phrase, which is really amazing when you think about it, because it's good no matter what season of life that you're in. If you're going through the worst of times, this too shall pass. And things are going to get better. If you're going through the best of times, though, it's really humbling. Like, yeah, sure. This too shall pass and this will fade away because this will not last forever. So I love
and
that.
And they don't.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a time transcendent truth that applies towards all periods as an entrepreneur. It humbles you when you need it. It builds you up when you need it. It gives you hope when you need it. It also gives you a little bit of a dose of a gut check. One of my favorite verses, though, is Romans 8:28. Which it says that God works all things for good for those who love him. It's a very freeing and liberating verse for those of us that are Christians because we believe that when things can be really bad, God is working it for his good, his perfect and pleasing will, which is a very, very hard teaching when you come across business closures or staff layoffs, but it's very liberating that God is working all things towards an ultimate good. So I love that. And it kind of is very freeing that I don't have to be in charge of everything. And there is a God and I'm not him. And I surrender to his will.
Wow. Last words before that Utah rally. You know what I'm wondering? Are you, especially if you have teenagers or just, you know, people you know, are you seeing any effects of this in your life of what happened with Charlie Kirk? Because I got to tell you, I am blown away by what's going on just in my house. You have teenagers, they rebel. My kids are wonderful. But my daughters, you know, she just rolls her eyes at the politics. It's the family business. We're all into it. My boys are into it. We're just big political people. We're fascinated by it. Constantly have a conversation going. She'll roll her eyes. I don't want to hear about politics anymore. You can imagine my house would be like that, right? I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know anything about it. Don't stop talking to me. She doesn't care about political issues. And always just been that way and gets annoyed if you involve her in the conversation. That's fine. I mean, you know, to each his own. We're fine with that. And she's not really have a political orientation or a direction. She just kind of disengaged and is into other stuff. Until now. Until this Charlie Kirk thing. We haven't tried to pull her in. We don't pull her into political conversations. And she comes up to me when I'm on the treadmill before church. She's not a big fan of church. She's the one that I got to drag her. Got to make her go. Boys are very religious, but she's not, and that's okay. You keep working on her. You probably have one like this in your family, I have no doubt. We're not perfect people in my family. And she says, Mom, I can't wait to go to church today. And I went, You feeling okay?
Yeah.
I want to see what they're going to say about Charlie Kirk. You know about Charlie Kirk?
Yeah.
That was awful. He was just a good guy. He was just talking to people. He was just debating them. He would debate anyone. And I was like, oh, okay. So you're watching this. Yeah. She goes to church. And our priest talks about evil and what has happened with Charlie Kirk, but he doesn't say his name. We all know who he's talking about. My daughter leans over to me and goes, say his name. And I'm like, who are you? And what have you done with my daughter? And then she says to me yesterday, she's now got a Twitter account. She's watching this and I am hands off. What do you think? She is in thoroughly annoyed. We're going to the gym together. She's annoyed. I'm like, what's on? What's going on? What's up? What are you stressed about? Have you seen what they're doing to Erica Kirk? Have you seen it? Yeah, I've seen it. You've seen it? Yeah, I was reading about it. And you know what they did? They made fun of her. They made fun of her for forgiving that guy. What is wrong with them? And I said to her, now do you see? I said, this is what I do all day. I'm fighting evil. I said, you know, there was a time like 10 years ago doing what I do for a living where we were fighting on issues. We were talking about issues. We still do some of that. It was about issues. It was about disagreeing on issues and what direction the country would go in. And I said, then we turned sort of a corner and it became about fighting evil. I said, can you see it now? She said, yeah, Mom, I can. I can see it. I said, good. Well, draw your own conclusions, honey. Hold on with the music. I'm not done. So she's got this ball cap that she wears to work out. Everybody has one of those, you know, used, sweaty. She runs in it. It's her go-to cap, her favorite one. It's been washed 100 times, but you know how those get, nice and worn. I just happened to walk by it yesterday. And she's taken a permanent marker and written on the side, R.I.P. Charlie Kirk. That's what's going on in my house. That's the one I could drag to water but never make drink. Wants to go to church. Outraged for Erica Kirk. What is wrong with those people, she said. I don't know. Trying to figure it out myself, honey. R.I.P. Charlie Kirk. Just my house. What's going on in yours? Folks, the same week we learned the Kavanaugh assassin identified as transgender, an angry liberal transgender man who believes he's a woman, less than a month after a Minneapolis Catholic school was shot up by a transgender individual who tried to be a woman, gave up in despair when he realized that medical technology is not at the point where they could make him a woman and he had destroyed his body. He wrote that. The left doesn't want you to know. But he did. He wished he hadn't fallen for any of it. In his last desperate act, he killed innocent children. And now this shooting, as the left pretends, none of this is connected. And they have no idea why any of it is going on. Meanwhile, the fight for freedom, Charlie Kirk died in a shirt that said freedom, rages on. And we've just notched another victory. For the first time, and I can't help but think the Kirk assassination has something to do with this. AFD, the pro-freedom, pro-free speech, anti-illegal mass migration, Trump knockoff party in Germany, is now polling first for the first time in every major national poll in Germany this week. That's got to be assassination related. Why is that such a miracle? Because AFD is banned on social media. Its leader was sent to prison for accurately quoting government rape statistics by illegal migrants. In fact, she actually just screenshotted a page showing that the rates at which they rape women are tens of times higher than German men. Well, was it true? Yeah. Most of the government's own data. So what'd she do wrong? She told the truth. That's the party's greatest command. You shall ignore the evidence right before your eyes. So she was charged and convicted. She's a criminal. And the party was banned from social media. The only reason anybody knows who they are, what they stand for, is because Elon Musk hasn't done away with them yet in Germany. There's one place where they're still allowed to be heard from and seen. Right now, in the German parliament, they are debating a total ban on AFD. In other words, you can't meet, you can't assemble, you can't give speeches online or anywhere else. Outlaw the party. They're number one in the polls. That is the wolf outside our door right now. A lot of Americans have, in a lot of ways, gone to sleep. They think, well, Trump's in charge and everything, we've turned a corner, everything's better. No, no, no. No, Trump is the one thing. You love him, you hate him. And some days, you know, I don't like some of his policies. Some days I love other policies, whatever. Say what you will about the man. We treat him fairly here. I think. He is the wolf protecting you from that. Because that is what is going on outside this country. And did you see this? This incredible clip. We're going to get into this later on in the show in the next hour. Because this is what is right outside your door. And in Britain, literally at your door. These speech police that have done more than 3,000 home raids, this news, these speech police that they have that operate nationally. What they've done, it's kind of brilliant. They've staffed this policing unit, and you'll see this in the videos, with young woke women. Young woke women. And they are young. I mean, I'm talking, look, 21, 22, 23. They sent them to your door. And that's what happened to this British woman. They come, not for her phone, the mom, for her daughter's phone. Her daughter is a child, looks 10 or 11. They push their way into the home and demand that the phone be turned over. Do you know what the child did? She viewed a politically incorrect post, but did not share it. When the mom says, you can't have the phone, I'm sorry, leave. By the way, one of them is wearing a hijab. They shoved their way into the house. And they warned the mom that the daughter, who again looks 10 or 11, will be arrested if they can't get the phone. That is the wolf at your door. That is what is outside our borders right now. That is the very country that where their top prosecutor asserted the right to extradite you, me, conservatives in this country, for what we post on social media and try us in the UK. And we would be on trial right now after extradition if Her Highness had won that election. That is the wolf at the door. And that's where we are right now after a man died wearing a freedom shirt and was speaking and debating civilly and was shot for it. So we need to think long and hard about what our plan is after Donald Trump is gone, because he is the only thing standing between you and them and what is going on in a world where parties get banned. And let me tell you what, they were getting ready to do that here. That is what Arctic Frost is. That is what the investigation by the FBI into the 92 groups, including Turning Point USA, based on no political predicate, no evidence of a crime, just election denial. They were already surveilling the leaders of these groups, 30 of them. It's the plan, folks. It's not national, it's international. We'll be right back. Text or rights. On the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, don't give up on Europe. It's not just Germany. Nigel Farage's Reform UK is the leader of my polls in Britain, and the Conservative Party is leading in France. Turning Point, Free World, Reagan's Dream, and the Jeffersons' first statements in our Declaration of Independence still live. Make the world free again. Best regards, Doug. Texter writes, hey, Terry, you're not wrong. Trump is the sheepdog protecting us from the wolf. And I think Americans don't understand how bad it is out there right now for free speech. It's dead in the world. It's over. In the Western world, done, finished. And it's only being held back here by Donald Trump. That's it. Texter writes, here, the same leftists celebrating Charlie Kirk's assassination and taking up arms, the same people against capital punishment because it's cruel and unusual. Go figure. I was talking about this with my daughter. It's so bizarre because the same left that would love to see Tyler Robinson go free, they free murderers and rapists on a daily basis in these sanctuary cities, was mocking Erica Kirk for forgiving her husband's killer, Try to make sense of that. You can't. It's helter-skelter. It's a mind holding two things, two opposing views at one time, which is the definition of insanity. Texter writes, where did this go? I know this is, let's see, where to go. My son is 10 and is asking difficult questions, talking about after the Charlie Kirk assassination. It's incredible to see God work through tragedy and open so many eyes. Being entrusted with the gospel can be a daunting task and comes with consequences. We are enemies to this world and will continue to endure suffering for our faith. Another texter writes, if your daughter is confused by what's happening in American culture, have her read Romans 1:18 through 32. It is spot on for the times. Bottom line, when you reject God, God gives you up to your debased mind. Another texter writes, simply, why would you send your child to college in this day and time? Another texter writes, hey, Tira, Charlie's assassination has significantly impacted young people. My 17-year-old daughter and many of her peers have been profoundly impacted. This has ignited our youth, and they are seeking God. Another texter writes, it has been shown that a professional assassination could take place, and we will still swallow the story created and seal clap for more. So a conspiracy theorist. Folks, I don't rule out that a second shooter or somebody else was involved here because the FBI hasn't. Kash Patel said that over the weekend. They are still open to the idea of other people's involvement or a second shooter involved here. So I'm going with the facts as laid out by Kash Patel. But we have to accept Tyler Robinson did this. He absolutely did this. And so it's discouraging to see people on our own text line that think that Tyler Robinson didn't do this. I mean, I just got to go ahead and tell, that's cray cray. That is, you've gone too far over the edge and you need to come back a little bit. Texter writes, where's Melania? Why wasn't she at the funeral? Nobody is saying anything about her absence. Interesting question. Melania seems to come and go. And it's been that way for a while. I wouldn't be surprised if their marriage is strained, given the court cases that have occurred in the last year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.